Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello, yes, it's Ellie here. We've got Beth, we've got Jason Roses. And guys, I mean, the excitement in the nation's capital this week, just out of this world. I'm talking leadership spill.
It's happening.
Prime ministers.
Everyone's in Canberra. It's so funny because everyone's like, oh my gosh, why would you go to Canberra? And then it's like, as soon as there's like some type of trouble in the politician world, everyone's here. Every bloody journo and their dog, Carl Stefanovic, was broadcasting from Canberra this week.
I love Carl.
I love Carl too. I swear, QT Hotel, you know, the Hyatt, they all would have been booked out this week.
Interesting stat. Apparently, it's been since John Howard that we've had a full-serving Prime Minister. So we've
Seriously?
Had a lot of Prime Ministers since John Howard.
Yeah, well, there's only than I have underwear. No, I'm kidding.
Only three more Prime Ministers to go until Christmas. So,
We saw that meme. We love it. Yes.
I did actually have a lull of that one, Ellie. Well done.
Play it down, guys. Look, it's going to be a big, big show. We're going to catch up with a 10-year-old who is going to inspire you to bring good to the world. He is the brains behind Fiverr for a Farmer. It is all to help out the drought happening in New South Wales. Jason, you've seen some funny proposals when it comes to marriage. And Beth, we need to bring this up, that you have come here from the studios, or you've come to the studios having done a walk of shame.
I haven't done a walk of shame, yeah, guys. Yeah. No, I
Every
haven't.
Every weekend she does.
Excuse me. That is not what's happened exactly.
I'm looking at it.
Interesting development overnight when it comes to a date and a very awkward moment. We'll hear all about that next on Instacan on Canberra's Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So, guys, I went on a date last night. Mm-hmm. Can you tell?
I can definitely tell. Yes,
why?
You came screeching in. You're a little late.
I wasn't late. I was like 5 minutes late.
And the fact you are still wearing your clothes from last night, just a little bit of a giveaway?
So this is your second date in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've gone on two dates in a couple of weeks.
And you said they both drive BMWs.
They both drive BMWs. Different BMWs. I did the most embarrassing thing, though, on both dates. Both separate embarrassing things.
Now, Beth, you do have a knack of constantly embarrassing yourself in no matter what situation. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what's happened because you messaged us saying, oh my God, this is just, and you wouldn't tell us until we turned the microphones on. So come on, what happened?
The first one that happened last week when I went on a date, he went to go open the door for me to his car. He went to go give me a hug and I literally fell over in my heels. Like, I fell over my face in the ground. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassing. Like, I'm not one of those girls who can walk in heels. I'm not very good at it. I'm not very polished. And he was just like, you're an absolute idiot.
That's embarrassing.
I know it is embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
But last night, something even worse happened. The person who was coming to collect me was like, yeah, I'm here. I'm on such and such street. And I said, are you in the white car? And he goes, yeah. I go, sweet. Walked over, hopped for the white car. I go, hello. And the guy goes, sorry. And I go, hello.
You got in an Uber.
And then he goes, sorry. And then I looked up and it was this nerdy looking guy with like these big glasses who was not my date. It was complete random.
He must have thought it was his lucky day. This hot blonde walk into his car unexpected. He must have thought, my prayers have been answered.
I literally got in a random's car thinking it was my date. I was like, this is mortifying.
It's Canberra's Hit 104.7. This is Instacan. Maybe, Beth, you're going to have a funny proposal with one of these guys you're going on a date with.
I hope so.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Now, guys, I have a bit of a touchy subject to have a chat about. As you know, our farmers are they're in a bit of strife, not just with the drought, but also prices, you know, prices are coming down, and things are tough for the farmers out there. And a lot of people may have seen in their Facebook news feeds recently, but a video was posted of a farmer in northern New South Wales, a gentleman called Shane Hickey. And basically, he got his paycheck. We're not going to name the supermarket. He's a dairy farmer. And basically, he worked out that he got paid $2.46 an hour.
That is ridiculous.
For an entire month's worth of work.
That is just disgusting.
We just thought we'd get Shane on the phone. Shane, I'm not going to even say how are you, because it's probably not a good time at the moment. But hello, how are you?
Yeah, getting there.
Yeah. So things are a bit tough at the moment. I mean, I guess I'd love to know, Shane, I mean, what was going through your head when you got this check and, you know, you found out, you figured out it was $2.46 an hour you'd worked for?
Probably pure anger would be the word that describes it. I picked up my tablet and I went outside, and my wife said to me, she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm just so frustrated. I'm so over this." And the worst part is, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only farmer. I've been speaking to farmers continuously since this went up, and they're all the same. They've maxed out their overdrafts. They had to send their other partner out to work because the farm's not making any money anymore. And they're chewing into what savings they did have. And some people are actually racked up $50,000 worth of credit card bills just to try and keep it going. And the worst part is I'm the only one that spoke up, because most farmers are too proud to speak up.
Yeah,
of course.
It makes you so frustrated when I talk to all these people that I've known for some of these farmers I've known for 40 years, and I talk to them, and they all say the same thing.
Shane, I think that as someone who's, you know, doesn't know a lot about the industry, I don't know a lot about farming. You know, the obvious question would be, why don't you just change industries? Why don't you just, you know, try to make a living in a different way? But I'm sure that there are lots of reasons why you can't do that. I'm sure that you have lots of investments, and it's just not that simple as you can walk away.
Easy.
Exactly. So can you explain to me, you know, the trapped situation that you're in, and why it is so difficult? Because, you know, you've still got to try and somehow make an income from this.
Well, we still have bills coming in. So if I walked away today, I'll probably would not be able to pay the bills that I have. And that's the drama. And it's a major investment. So from when a calf's born, the day it's born, to the day it produces milk is 2 years.
Wow.
That's how long it takes.
It's a long investment.
It's huge. Mm. And that's what people are like, "I'll just close up shop and go get another job."
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
Not that simple, mate.
No.
Yeah, so Shane, you're
shopping jobs, so
Shane, your farm is on northern New South Wales in a small town called Kyogle. How many cows have you got there?
We've got about 150 head at the moment. So,
and with the drought, how is this affecting you as well? Because you guys are not getting much rain at all.
The grass situation's pretty dire, and we're not at the dirt stage. It's probably more of a green drought where it's green underneath, but there's no growth. There's nothing. So the cost is still there.
And Shane, you hear about it all in the news now. You know, the supermarkets are putting pressure on a lot of the farmers to have, you know, cheaper prices and to buy things for cheaper. Do you think it's because of overseas and supermarkets are wanting to buy overseas because it is so cheap?
There's no such thing as free trade. Mm. Like, how do we compete here? Like, I'm working for this bugger all.
Yeah.
American farmers get massive subsidies.
Yeah.
And the same with UK farmers, massive subsidies. They don't even have to milk their cows. Like, they're paid enough money that they don't even have to put a crop into their fields.
Yeah.
So it's not level playing. There is no, the government talks about all this garbage, and it's not. It's absolutely not. So I know last year one of the figures that came out was Australia exported 77,000 tonnes of milk powder.
Yeah.
But then we imported 44,000 tonnes.
Shane, I just want to say on behalf of myself and the guys here that you know, thank you for speaking out, because as you said, there's a lot of farmers finding it tough, and there's a lot of farmers that, as you said, they don't speak out, and a lot of farmers, you know, from what I understand, there's a high rate of suicide amongst a lot of farmers because they have such financial difficulties. So certainly from myself, I just want to say thanks for speaking up and being that voice, you know, that I think so many farmers wanted to be a part of.
That's right. Thank you. Some of the farmers have to sign confidentiality contracts and then they're allowed to speak up.
Oh, what?
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
There's some really nasty things involved, and the ACCC did their big report into the dairy industry, and we're still waiting for what Canberra can do, but we all know that that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, look, Shane, we do, you know, we've got the big house, Parliament House, just down the road from where
that's
we are.
It's close.
What can we do as people of Canberra? How can we help, you know, try and get this into the big house for you? Mm.
They've got all the paperwork. They've got all the commissions done from the ACCC. Everything's there. They've just got to implement it, and that's all they've got to do. It's all in front of them. They've just got to sign off on it.
Ready to go.
But they're just procrastinating and too busy running around like crazy turkeys, trying to get the top job.
And trying to figure out who's running this bloody country.
Yeah.
None of them are.
I mean, more important issues, guys. Stop debating in-house and start, spending your time actually worrying about real issues.
Yeah, somebody said to me the other day, we really need some common people back in the government, not lawyers and solicitors and bankers.
Exactly.
And we might actually have a go, but these guys it's just pure self-interest. Everybody else is suffering and they're in there. They're running around doing a great job. Killing themselves, but
yeah.
All the rest of us are just shaking our heads. So.
Shane Hickey for Prime Minister.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it. And if you are going through a rough time with the current situation, with the drought, you can always call Lifeline. The number is 13 11 14. Thank you once again, Shane.
Thank you.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
I have got a bone to pick with everyone in this beautiful city that drives a bloody car.
Tell us. Tell us what's the bone you want to pick.
The road rage, babe.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Now, there is a lot of roadworks going on. We've got Northbourne Avenue with a light rail.
Yep.
The other day, I was driving along Horse Park Drive. It was during peak hour. Now, there are speed limit signs that say 40 kilometres per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to the speed limit, as you should do, because if you go over, you cop a bloody fine.
That's
yes, guys,
true.
It is enforceable by the law.
See, I didn't actually know that the roadworks speed limits were enforceable.
Well,
I thought it was like
you?
Recommended.
Oh, my God, Beth. We're sending Beth to driving school. Ellie, take it
away. Was it you, Beth, that was following me the other day? Because I had this woman who was behind me. She was cursing. She was swearing. She was flipping me the flaming bird because I was going too slow for her. I'm like, babe, it's 40 kilometres. Get off my freaking ass.
You know what? It's so funny you say that because Canberra, we have some of the best roads, but I think we have some of the angriest drivers. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of these angry drivers.
It doesn't make any sense, right?
No, it doesn't. But I would actually be one of these drivers behind you, particularly if I need to get somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
I'm not saying I'm speeding, but I'm saying I'm going like, you know, one or two extra kilometres over 40.
Well, let's test you guys out. Let's play a little bit of a game.
Oh, I love a good game.
Me too.
Oh,
when it comes to road rules, so I've been researching a whole bunch of road rules from around the world. There's some hilarious ones. I want you to guess which country these road rules are from.
Oh, okay.
First one.
Sounds fun.
Splashing a bus passenger with mud after driving through a puddle, it can cost you $165. What country?
I'm going to say Venezuela.
Oh, my gosh, that's so random. I'm going to say France.
Australia.
What?
In New South Wales. So if you're in Queanbeyan and you're driving a bus and you drive through a puddle and the mud goes over a passenger, you will get fined $165.
That's just a little bit OTT.
Okay.
Moving on.
Where in the world do you get a fine if your car is dirty enough to write on it with your finger?
I'm going to say England.
I'm going to say United States.
Russia.
Ah.
Oh. $44 if you do that.
Don't your dad write on my windscreen.
What?
I wasn't sure if that was Irish.
That's
I don't
so
know. That was my like attempt of a Russian
that
accent.
That was not Russian.
It was good. Okay.
One more bizarre road rule to test you guys on. You guys are sucking, by the way.
Excuse me.
Okay. All right. Ready? I'm gonna get this.
Where in the world, as a woman, if you were driving in a dressing gown, will you cop a fine?
Okay. Can I just say, my nana once had a car accident and she was in her dressing gown. And ever since then, I've never, ever, ever driven in a dressing gown ever again. I'm scared it will happen.
Not Australia.
I'm going to say somewhere cute, like the Netherlands.
Oh, all right, I'm just going to go Australia just for funsies.
All right, guys. California, USA, do not drive down the street wearing a dressing gown if you're a woman, Beth.
Wow.
Wow, there you go. All right, Nana. Next time you go to California, make sure you're wearing proper attire.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And every single week we do the best of Canberra, which is where we try and figure out the best of in a certain topic.
It is so great. Like, can I just say, because my mum is coming here, like, in a couple of days, and because of you, I know all the great food places to take her, and I'm like, thank you.
Cup of coffee, breakfast.
Like, I'm like, thank you. I really appreciate this.
It's like we're creating a giant list of places that you need to tick off. It's like a Canberra bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, the best meat pie in Canberra, because, you know, it's coming to the end of winter, and there's nothing like biting into a nice hot pie.
Oh, on a cold winter's day.
With tomato sauce, not barbecue.
Oh my gosh, ew, who would have barbecue with a pie? Get out. If you do that, seriously, like, what are you doing?
Also, if you charge for the sauce, not cool.
Beth, where's your place? Where would you like to get a meat pie?
The one time I went to Braidwood on recommendation.
The bakery.
Everyone's like, you got to go to Braidwood Bakery. I'm like, whatever. It was like a really long line. I was like, whatever. Braidwood Bakery, the pie. I waited for the pie, and I tell you what, it was worth the bloody wait. It was so great.
It's an amazing bakery. If you're going to the South Coast, stop off.
You have to.
It's
tradition. Part of the road trip.
It is part of the road trip. I'm just going to say Mrs. Max pies. I remember getting that at the school canteen. Mrs. Max. Apparently, she was from Wagga Wagga. I don't know if she still was living there, but Mrs. Mac pies are the best.
I love a good canteen lunch back in the day.
Especially when they're like 50 cents. I don't know how much they cost now.
I know, right? They just go up and up.
$8.90 and they've got smashed avo on the top.
Oh, yum. Maybe the Legends at Griffith Butchery will do that because that's where my vote's going. Now, they have won awards.
Okay.
Yeah. And
really?
I live in Hackett. So going from Hackett to Griffith, that is a long way to drive for a meat pie, but totally worth it. Especially for the lamb and veggie pie. And there's like big chunks of lamb, there's fresh veggies, there's pumpkin, carrot, herbs. And the thing about the Griffith Butchery pies is that they make them from scratch. They don't just fill it with, you know, hooves and asses.
Which is what most pies are filled with, hooves and asses.
So Adam from Queanbeyan, we've put it out on our Facebook page, Hit 104.7. Who has got your vote for the best meat pie in Canberra?
Elaine's Gourmet Pies in Fishwick.
Oh, we were getting lots of votes for that one up at our Facebook page. What is it that's so great about her pies there?
God, just amazing the way that they're made and they're always fresh.
Yum.
Is there a flavour in particular that tickles your fancy the most?
The beef stroganoff, the big one.
Oh, I love a good beef stroganoff.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that beef into you, don't you, Adam?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your vote.
Thank you.
Maddie in Thadden on 131060. Best pie in Canberra, what gets your vote?
Casey Jones, their lamb shank pie. Holy crap, it's amazing.
Lamb shank, yum.
Damn, that sounds like an upmarket fancy pie or something. Does it come with mushy peas? Because I love a good mushy peas.
I think so. It's just so good.
It's down the road. It's down the road from us, guys.
All right, guys, let's go get the keys to the Black Thunder. We'll jump on the Barton Highway. We will be going there after the show and trying this lamb shank pie.
How far away is it, Ellie?
Like 15 minutes?
I think we have 15 minutes worth of songs coming up now. So
if we don't, let's just load in some extras.
Yeah.
Canberra is here, 104.7. You've got it on Instacan, and keep your suggestions rolling through on our Facebook page for the best meat pie in Canberra. Just search for Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Okay, VMAs happened this week. And do you know what I love about the VMAs? Like compared to the Grammys and this and that, it's like the awards where everyone gets down and dirty. It's not the classy awards. It's the one where everyone gets like their boobs out, they get their butts out, they wear whatever they want to wear, and something controversial always happens.
Sounds like a night out for Beth.
Excuse me. Guys, I've only slept 2 hours, right? Don't be hard on me right now. But you probably would have seen Ariana Grande and her very new fiancé, Pete Davidson, were just packing on the PDA. They were kissing. They were sitting on top of each other. They were just really, really rubbing it in. Now, I'm a single lady.
How did you feel when you were watching that?
A little bit jealous, to be honest.
But more grossed out?
A little bit grossed out, but also a little bit like, oh, I wish I had someone to do that with. But I want to know because, you know, Ellie, you're married. Jason, yes. You've been in a long-term relationship for 8 years or something. Is this a phase? Is this something that you just do at the start and then you're like, okay, we're bored of each other? Or is it something you do for, you just keep on doing forever?
Ellie, over to you.
Just trying to think when the last time was that my hubby and I had a little bit of PDA.
That was that pause. You had to think.
No, and my husband, he actually works in the same office as me. And we, you know, we cuddle and kiss in front of people. We're pretty open with it all. Okay. We don't
really?
Mind. I actually remember on our wedding day, we got told off for, you know, you may now kiss the bride. And we got told off for kissing for too long.
Right, now I know why you're spending so much time in the stationery room, Ellie.
So I'm the total opposite. I don't like public displays of affection, and it kind of creeps me out. Whether it's a guy and a girl, or a guy and a guy, and a girl and a girl, I don't care. I just don't like it so much. So I remember for New Year's once, we're at a friend's house, and me and my partner went around the corner to have like, you know, a New Year's kiss, and we came back, and all my friends were like, "Where'd you go?" We're like, "We just had a little peck," and we're like, "Is anyone's business?" And then they all started to chant, "Kiss, kiss," and then I started to cry, and then I started then I started to cry, bawling my eyes out. I was like, but me in general, I've never done it. Look, if people do it, each to their own, but it does make me a tad uncomfortable.
What do you do if you're in the spin the bottle game?
Oh, I've never played the spin the bottle game.
Alrighty, let's spin the bottle right here. Jason, you got to kiss Ellie. All right, guys.
And 3, 2, 1.
Go.
I hope neither of you have the flu right now because that is disgusting.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And this week we saw Kyle Sanderland's new TV show on Channel 10 for Pilot Week. It is called Trial by Kyle. And Jason, you had your friend on it.
Yes, one of my bestest friends. Aww. We were on Big Brother together, Skye Wheatley, who is now a massive, massive social media star. She's got 450,000 Instagram followers.
Damn.
I know. And we lived together for over 2 months, and she's basically the only one I still talk to.
Her
and one other, and then that's it. We've got Skye on the phone to have a chat about why she appeared on Kyle's new show. Hello, Skye.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Oh my God, I feel so formal talking to you like this. Normally we just like kiss and hug. Anyway, so Skye, obviously, I know that you went overseas and you had a bit of a botched procedure. Tell us why you went on the Trial by Kyle show.
Well, basically, they just approached me and said, hey, do you want to do this? It'll be just like a lot of fun. It's nothing serious. And I was just like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess so. And I didn't expect for the case to go ahead because I didn't think that Medi Makeovers would actually agree to doing the show. So I just said yes, thinking that they would say no and that it wouldn't go ahead. But it actually did end up going ahead and they said yes to doing it. So, yeah, it ended up.
The company wanted an apology from you after you had the botched boob job and you kind of went on a, you know, you were really disappointed with it, understandably.
I felt so ganged up on and I was really annoyed because I wasn't told to bring any evidence. Like, obviously, I should know that, but I'm really naive, and I've never been to a court before, and I've never been in that situation, so I didn't know to bring evidence. And if I did know, I would have brought my mum. I would have brought all the emails.
You would have had the four witnesses.
I would have had all my evidence, but, yeah, it's just annoying that I didn't think. The evidence they used was actually fake, and I found emails to prove that.
Well, you've heard it here first. on Instacam.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, the photos that they used of me in the gym was actually an old photo pre-op, and that we actually have an email of them stating that they knew it was an old photo, but they were just letting me know, look, you can't exercise after surgery, and I didn't. But I couldn't remember. It was like 3 years ago. They're bringing up all these photos, and I'm going, what? I don't know.
And it's a lot of pressure. The cameras are there. Kyle's there, and there's a lot happening, so you do forget things. I'm on Sky side, of course. Yeah, you were ganged up on, babe. Let's go back. I'll represent you.
Yeah, I had my mum there, to be honest. She would have gone full steam ahead, like, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my gosh. I love mums. They're the best. Well, babe, you are absolutely killing it. We know that you have a baby that's on the way, and it's, like, due very soon. So excited to see it.
Auntie Jason's very proud.
It's so soon. It's, like, 3 months away.
I'm oh, my so gosh. Nervous. Crazy.
Whoa, is Jason going to be the godfather?
I'm going to be the auntie.
Yes, Jason can be the godfather.
Oh, my gosh, you heard it here. Jason, you're the godfather.
No, don't put that pressure.
No, that means you have to be, like, responsible now, babe. Like, you have to go to church and stuff. He's going to be a godfather, you know.
I'm
like,
very responsible.
This is a really serious responsibility.
As soon as she has the baby, I'm flying up there. I'm there.
Sky Weekly, we cannot wait to meet your baby. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and keep up the awesome work.
Thank you. You guys do as well. I'll talk to you soon, Jason. Love you guys.
Love you.
That's it for another big show on Instacan. We caught up with Shane Hickey, the farmer who's gone viral. We also spoke to Jack, the 10-year-old who is the brains behind Fiverr for a Farmer. You got to listen back to that chat on the podcast. He's adorable.
So cute. I want to have kids now, like, just after, like, talking to him.
You're not allowed.
And now your friendly reminder, public service announcement, that next Sunday it is Father's Day. So, guys, just start brainstorming what you can get. We'll catch you that day. Next Sunday from 4 p.m. on Canberra's Hit 104.7. Have a good week.
Bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.